You are going to listen to a talk about the well-known British artist Tracy Emin. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, answer the questions 1 to 8 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Hello everyone and welcome to today's talk on the well-known and controversial British artist Tracy Emin. Most art experts say that Emin's career started in earnest in 1993 when she opened a shop in East London with her contemporary, the artist Sarah Lucas. The shop sold works produced by both of them and t-shirts and ashtrays with photos of fellow artist Damien Hirst stuck on the bottom. Later that year, Emin had her first solo show at a gallery of modern art in London. It was highly autobiographical in that it consisted of personal photos and photos of her destroyed early paintings, as well as some items that most artists wouldn't consider showing in public because they're simply too personal. Emin was basically unknown by the British public until she appeared on a programme called Is Painting Dead in 1997. The show involved a group discussion about that year's Turner Prize. The Turner Prize is awarded to a British artist for an outstanding exhibition or other presentation of their work in the preceding year as determined by a jury. It was broadcast live on Channel 4. Emin admitted to having consumed too much alcohol before the programme, during which she slurred her words and used bad language before eventually walking out. 2 years later, though, Emin herself was actually shortlisted for the prestigious prize and exhibited the controversial My Bed at the Tate Gallery. There was a lot of media attention regarding the apparently trivial and unhygienic elements of the exhibition, such as filthy bedsheets and empty cigarette packets, which Emin described as an expression of her inner self. In 1999, 2 years after the death of Diana, Princess of Wales, and at the height of her Turner Prize fame, Emin created a number of drawings inspired by the public and private life of the most iconic member of the British royal family. The exhibition, called Temple of Diana, was held at the Blue Gallery in London. Some of the drawings refer to the prolific conspiracy theories surrounding the princess's death. We should bear in mind that at the time there was a huge public appetite for these theories, as Diana was such a popular public figure. Indeed, they've endured to this very day. Emin attached text, complete with her trademark spelling mistakes, to some of her sketches of the princess. The British Council announced that they'd chosen Emin to produce a show of new and past works for the British Pavilion at the 2007 Venice Biennale, a huge international cultural exhibition. Emin was only the second woman to ever produce a solo show for the UK at the Biennale. The commissioner for the Pavilion at the time said that the exhibition would allow Emin's work to be viewed in an international context and at a distance from Young Brit Art, the movement through which she came to prominence. Emin named the exhibition Borrowed Light and produced a lot of new work for it, using needlework, photography, video, painting, sculpture and neon. Once again, Emin didn't disappoint. She lived up to her reputation for producing imaginative, controversial, groundbreaking pieces, some of which showed her lack of morality. Well, according to critics anyway. And her artistic endeavours received rave reviews by the culture vultures and art critics alike who visited the exhibition. Also in 2007, Emin was made a member of London's highly regarded Royal Academy of Arts, and this status entitled her to exhibit up to 6 works in the annual summer exhibition. Emin is, in fact, one of just 2 women professors to be appointed at the Academy since it was founded in 1768. Emin has also been named as one of the 100 most powerful women in the UK. She's described herself as a feminist, but not a feminist artist, and believes that society doesn't sufficiently value female artists. She's famously quoted as saying that we'll probably need another 200 years for that to happen. Whether you love her or loathe her, Emin's impact on the art world has been remarkable. It's common knowledge that she likes to include a shock factor in her work, and she dislikes the idea of keeping things too clinical. In spite of her commercial success, Emin's a very open critic of Britain's tax regime, allegedly saying that she's simply not willing to pay tax at 50% and would consider moving to another country. Emin's also donated money to charity and done a lot of great work in Africa, particularly in Uganda. Hello everyone, and welcome to today's talk on the well-known and controversial British artist Tracy Emin. Most art experts say that Emin's career started in earnest in 1993, when she opened a shop in East London with her contemporary, the artist Sarah Lucas. The shop sold works produced by both of them, and t-shirts and ashtrays with photos of fellow artist Damien Hirst stuck on the bottom. Later that year, Emin had her first solo show at a gallery of modern art in London. It was highly autobiographical in that it consisted of personal photos and photos of her destroyed early paintings, as well as some items that most artists wouldn't consider showing in public because they're simply too personal. Emin was basically unknown by the British public until she appeared on a programme called Is Painting Dead in 1997. The show involved a group discussion about that year's Turner Prize. The Turner Prize is awarded to a British artist for an outstanding exhibition or other presentation of their work in the preceding year as determined by a jury. It was broadcast live on Channel 4. Emin admitted to having consumed too much alcohol before the programme, during which she slurred her words and used bad language before eventually walking out. 2 years later, though, Emin herself was actually shortlisted for the prestigious prize and exhibited the controversial My Bed at the Tate Gallery. There was a lot of media attention regarding the apparently trivial and unhygienic elements of the exhibition, such as filthy bedsheets and empty cigarette packets, which Emin described as an expression of her inner self. In 1999, 2 years after the death of Diana, Princess of Wales, and at the height of her Turner Prize fame, Emin created a number of drawings inspired by the public and private life of the most iconic member of the British royal family. The exhibition, called Temple of Diana, was held at the Blue Gallery in London. Some of the drawings refer to the prolific conspiracy theories surrounding the princess's death. We should bear in mind that at the time there was a huge public appetite for these theories, as Diana was such a popular public figure. Indeed, they've endured to this very day. Emin attached text, complete with her trademark spelling mistakes, to some of her sketches of the princess. The British Council announced that they'd chosen Emin to produce a show of new and past works for the British Pavilion at the 2007 Venice Biennale, a huge international cultural exhibition. Emin was only the second woman to ever produce a solo show for the UK at the Biennale. The commissioner for the Pavilion at the time said that the exhibition would allow Emin's work to be viewed in an international context and at a distance from Young Brit Art, the movement through which she came to prominence. Emin named the exhibition Borrowed Light and produced a lot of new work for it, using needlework, photography, video, painting, sculpture and neon. Once again, Emin didn't disappoint. She lived up to her reputation for producing imaginative, controversial, groundbreaking pieces, some of which showed her lack of morality. Well, according to critics anyway. And her artistic endeavours received rave reviews by the culture vultures and art critics alike who visited the exhibition. Also in 2007, Emin was made a member of London's highly regarded Royal Academy of Arts, and this status entitled her to exhibit up to 6 works in the annual summer exhibition. Emin is, in fact, one of just 2 women professors to be appointed at the Academy since it was founded in 1768. Emin has also been named as one of the 100 most powerful women in the UK. She's described herself as a feminist, but not a feminist artist, and believes that society doesn't sufficiently value female artists. She's famously quoted as saying that we'll probably need another 200 years for that to happen. Whether you love her or loathe her, Emin's impact on the art world has been remarkable. It's common knowledge that she likes to include a shock factor in her work, and she dislikes the idea of keeping things too clinical. In spite of her commercial success, Emin's a very open critic of Britain's tax regime, allegedly saying that she's simply not willing to pay tax at 50% and would consider moving to another country. Emmons also donated money to charity and done a lot of great work in Africa, particularly in Uganda.